This is KUT. People living in parts of South and Central Austin will be sending a new representative to the state legislature this month. Incoming Democratic Representative Gina Hinojosa will be taking over the seat held by Elliot Neistat since the 90s. KUT's Ashley Lopez has a look at some of Hinojosa's priorities and goals for her first term representing House District 49.
Gina Hinojosa says she's pretty much all set to get to work.
I've got my staff picked and ready to go. Swearing in is on January 10th. And so I get the keys to my office on just a couple days before that.
Hinojosa says she wants to tackle issues like the state's public school finance system and higher ed funding. She plans on introducing bills of her own, but Hinojosa says she's also going to be on the lookout for bills she thinks could discriminate against vulnerable populations. For example, she says proposed legislation requiring people to use a bathroom that corresponds with the gender they were assigned at birth, as opposed to the gender they identify with, will be on that list. She says she hopes the Austin community will also be vigilant.
The Democratic Party does not have the numbers in the legislature, and so that means that community advocacy and organizing is going to be as powerful as anything, and I think probably the most powerful way we get anything done.
Hinojosa says she thinks her district, which sits squarely in the state capitol, could be instrumental in fighting against some legislation. She says House District 49 has one of the most politically engaged communities in the state, and that's going to be particularly important, Hinojosa says, as she tackles issues like local control. For example, Round Rock Republican Senator Charles Schwartner has introduced legislation aimed at undoing a new Austin ordinance. This year, Austin voters chose to require ride-hailing companies to fingerprint drivers. But back in May, Schwartner said he thinks the state should be able to stop rules like that.
Well, I'm concerned about consistent and predictable regulation of ride-sharing services in our state, rather than having municipal overreach that imposes overly aggressive restrictions and are anti-competitive in nature.
Hinojosa says that's the kind of thing she's going to look out for.
Austin should not be pushed around. No community in the state should be pushed around and told what to do because somebody at the state, or even a majority at the state legislature, thinks we should live in our communities a different way.
The legislative session begins January 10th. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.